Under a new grading system, the Kansas City School District got a score of 60%, 10% more than what's required for provisional accreditation. But Missouri Commissioner of Education Chris Nicastro said proficiency scores in key academic areas are still lacking.
7 out of 10 students still are not proficient in those content areas.
There will be no state takeover, but there will be more involvement by the State Department and evaluation by an Indianapolis consulting company. No schools will lose or regain accreditation until there's at least 2 years of data from the new evaluation system. Kansas City Superintendent Stephen Green hoped reaccreditation would come sooner than later.
We'd have to pay the tuition, we'd have to pay the transportation for students to exit the school district and go to neighboring school districts that are accredited. I just think it would be very, very unfair.
Statewide, MAP test scores were up in some subjects, down in others, and the gap between scores for whites and minorities widened. Governor Sam Brownback named his first appellate court appointee since a new system took a Citizens Nominating Commission out of the process. He chose his chief legal advisor, Caleb Stiegel.
This is the most qualified person to be appointed to the Court of Appeals, one of the most, if not the most, of the past couple of decades.
The League of Women Voters filed an open records request seeking the names of all the candidates Brownback considered. Dolores Furtado of the League said,
"People should be able to have confidence in government, knowing that when there are selected individuals to major appointments, that the process is transparent."
The governor has said the open records law doesn't cover that, and that releasing names of candidates makes some reluctant to apply. Meanwhile, Kansas Secretary of State Kris Kobach tried to turn the tables on the federal government, announcing that Kansas and Arizona would sue the government for not honoring their laws requiring proof of citizenship for voter registration. Jackson County had its first public hearing on a proposed sales tax for medical research, with former Chamber of Commerce President Pete Levy in there pitching.
You figured out per resident, the average is something like less than $4 a month.
But even before the tax is scheduled for a vote, a TV campaign against it popped up. And Republicans doubled down on drumming up support for an override of Governor Nixon's veto of a tax cut bill, bringing in Texas Governor Rick Perry to speak for their cause, while at the same time a radio ad featuring Perry popped up.
Now, vetoing a tax cut's the same thing as raising your taxes. But there is a state where businesses flourish and jobs are created. Texas.
Democratic Secretary of State Jason Kander accused Perry of
publicly running ads and making speeches meant to hurt the economy of another state.
At least one station canceled the ads after hearing their content. The community cringed when a Pembroke Hill school bus overturned on a Bonner Springs exit ramp, injuring the driver and 22 sixth-grade girls.
Mostly bumps, bruises, strains, that type of thing,
said Trooper Howard Dixon, noting it could have been a lot worse. There are reports of previous safety problems at that ramp. This is KCUR.